It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com, or you can interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Oh, warning! Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 or so 15 minutes.
Or 12.
Yeah, we don't ever know. We don't really time it. We just take a break and we try not to get caught by the boss. Well, yeah. Oh, wait a minute! I am the boss!
Well, we know when some people are on a 15-minute, and we really try to keep it in there so we don't leave you hanging, but... you know, it's sometimes it's in us and it's got to come out.
Yeah, today I've got a word for the day, but I also have a list provided by Barb.
Thanks, Barb.
Sometimes those lists get a little long, or we get a little sidetracked on what we're talking about. But I love her list and her research. But today's word is elucidate. E-L-U-C-I-D-A-T-E.
Elucidate.
It means to explain, to make something clear, to clarify.
Sure, that makes sense.
Make something, to elucidate a text. You explain it a little more in depth.
Because I have used the term lucid.
Oh, yes, and lucid.
Very clear.
Lucid does, in fact, if you... look at the word elucidate. It means to make lucid, especially make lucid. By explanation or analysis.
Yeah.
It's to decode, clear up, enlighten, exemplify, expound, get across, get your point across kind of thing. And so we're going to get across some ideas, some world record. 19 of the most bizarre world records you never knew existed. Unless, of course, you already knew about them, then never mind.
They still could be bizarre, even if you knew
about
them.
They're still bizarre. And I will just run down this list and see if we can't keep to 15 minutes today.
Well, let's see what happens.
We've got about 12 minutes left to go.
Now, it's not impossible, because I do remember toward the end of last year, we went 15 minutes on the nose.
On the nose a couple times. We can do it. It's not impossible.
Done.
The farthest arrow shot using your feet is 40 feet, 4.64 inches.
Wow.
And I will have the picture of the young lady who's doing this in our slideshow.
Wow. So, I think I saw her do it on a video once.
Probably.
It was just amazing.
I mean, the fact that she can hold her hands that way and... you know, stand on her hands and then shoot with her feet is pretty impressive.
Pretty awesome.
It was achieved by Brittany Walsh of the United States in 2018.
Nice, Brittany. Congratulations. That's awesome.
The most tattooed man has over 1,000 hours of body modification.
Wow.
And the photo will be on the pic on there. John Enoch. Took the photo, I guess. But Lucky Diamond Rich of Australia was the man who covered his entire body with tattoos, and he's got some ear piercings. It looks like he's had his teeth modified. His eyebrows are all pierced.
Wow, very cool.
He's got two little tufts of yellow blonde hair. The most toothpicks in a beard. Now, why would you even think that that was something to do? But Joel Strasser of the United States took 3 hours and 13 minutes to put 3,500 toothpicks in his beard just to win this world record.
Wow.
Now, it doesn't say how long it took to take all those toothpicks out.
I don't know. I mean, I've had a big beard before, and I'm thinking, when I think about that, I'm thinking just shave it off unless you're not going to keep it.
Yeah, but how do you get the shaver in there behind those toothpicks?
I don't know. That's pretty wild. I guess, though, you know, beards, I with my big beards all those years, there were some things that were benefits of it, because I remember it was always kept my shirt clean a lot of times if I dropped my food. You know,
and held your food for later?
Well, it kept me, because I used to work in a professional setting, and if I ate something and my food got on my shirt, then I was in trouble, you know, because I didn't really want to show up with food on my shirt.
So yeah.
My beard, I could, you know, clean it out later.
That's funny. The most tricks performed by a pig in 1 minute.
That is an achieving pig. That's awesome.
13.
That's awesome.
Joy Bleeker is the name of the pig, and the human that belongs to the pig is Dawn Bleeker. And we don't know what the tricks were. It just says 13 tricks in 1 minute.
That's pretty awesome.
Probably sit, roll over, lie down, play dead, shake my hand, bark, speak, whatever, oink. The highest jump on a pogo stick, 11.15 feet.
On a pogo stick?
On a pogo stick.
Wow, that's a pogo stick.
Yeah. That was achieved by Dmitry Arseniev of Russia in 2018.
Huh. That must have been some pogo stick. That's awesome.
I don't know if the pogo stick had high power to it or the kid had high power. Young man. I don't know if he's... I guess he's a youngish man.
Well, I suppose if you had a good enough spring, you could...
You get some momentum going.
Work your way up, yeah.
I used to play on a... I used to jump around on a pogo stick when I was a youngster. Didn't look like his.
Well, I never could. Every time I ever got one on, I just bottomed it out.
I could go, I don't know, I don't remember exactly, but I'm sure I got more than 5 jumps before I fell.
Nice.
I was always bottom heavy.
Nice.
The longest hair on a teenager, 5 feet, 7 inches. That's about the height that my mother had shrunk to by the time she passed away.
Hmm.
She started out, you know, and she was a... young bride, she was probably 5'10", 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, she just kept shrinking down.
Wow.
Nilanshi Patel of India. They laid her hair, and her hair is actually kind of wavy. So I don't know if they stretched it out. The picture is on the slideshow as well. But her hair is very wavy looking. And that makes it shorter, but they probably stretched it all out and measured it on November 21st, 2018. The shortest living male horse is 22.36 inches.
That's
teeny little horse, not a pony, but a horse. Bombel of Poland was measured on April 24th, 2018. And that was the height of this little tiny horse. Cute little thing.
So I wonder what the difference is between a horse and a pony.
I'm so glad you asked that, Gene.
As we try to get through all everything we wanted to share.
Versus pony. The difference is height.
Oh, okay.
A horse is usually considered to be an equine that's at least 14.2 hands. A pony, on the other hand, pun totally intended, is an equine less than 14.2 hands.
Okay.
Now, a mini horse is not necessarily a pony. Ponies are distinguished from full-size horses based on size and stature. Ponies are smaller. And usually they're stockier than horses. And they have a different shaped face, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Miniature horses, on the other hand, are currently bred to resemble a full-size horse on a smaller scale. A much smaller scale.
I see. So a pony is more of a naturally occurring, where the miniature horse is one that has been developed by
breeding. Right. A miniature horse is kind of like a teacup poodle.
I see.
They've been specifically bred to be tiny.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. Now, here's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
The largest hula hoop spun by a female is 17 feet and a quarter inch in diameter.
Wow.
17 feet!
Wow. Well,
who would think of how do you create a hula hoop that's that big?
Well, and how do you spin it? I mean,
I can't spin a regular hula hoop. No. I can barely spin myself around inside my pants. Getty Kayanova of the United States achieved this world record. I have no idea.
Well, I guess she must have to run around inside instead of just moving her body, because...
But there's a picture of her, and she looks like she's just doing the hula hoop.
That's awesome.
But it also looks like she's very close to her house, and I would imagine she'd be banging on that house there. Yeah. So, I don't know. But if you do the hula hoop correctly, it doesn't matter where you stand behind, because the hula hoop stays on your back.
I suppose that's true.
It's golly, Molly, can you imagine the hip action on that girl?
Yeah, that'd be...
But anyway, moving along, we're down to 11 minutes, and I'm not sure how many more things we've got on the list. The smallest bull is 26.6 inches tall.
Wow.
And is named Humphrey.
About the size of that horse.
Just about the size of that horse. And I would imagine he's been bred specifically to be smaller than a milk can.
Could have a whole mini farm.
Yeah. The largest guitar amplifier, this is right up your alley.
Yeah.
10 feet, 47 inches long by 8 feet, 1.24 inches tall by 4 feet, 3.18 inches wide. So it's 10 by 8 by 4. Now that's got to be, it's a Fender speaker, by the way.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's at Full Sail College. Yep, Full Sail University in the United States.
Wow. Now, it's different than the big, like, stereo systems they set up at the concerts. It's an actual amplifier
right.
that you would pick up with your hand, except for it's giant.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Now, this one's up my alley. Uh-huh. Boom, 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 boom. Most drum beats in 1 minute using a drumstick. Prosthetic. 24,000 drum beats.
Wow.
Now, this man has a prosthetic arm, and it's very mechanized, looks like. So I guess he's basically a robot attached to his little... stub, nub.
Yeah.
Jason Barnes did it. The prosthetic arm was created by Gil Weinberg of the Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta.
Hmm.
And because of the machinations in this prosthetic, you can see the gears in the picture. He was able to beat that drum 24,000 times in a minute.
That's just absolutely amazing.
That's mind-blowing.
That's 60 seconds. So that's like tons per second.
Yeah. Now, you've heard of 10-gallon hats, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've heard of top hats, like Abraham Lincoln wore.
Okay, sure.
Have you ever heard of a hat that was 15 feet 9 inches tall?
That would be a tall hat.
And it is what you would consider a top hat, and it's got things, looks like peacock feathers out of the top of it. A lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Odilon Ozier of the United States wore this hat, and for it to be a valid record holder, he was required to walk more than 32 feet and 10 inches while wearing it. The photo has him standing up next to a wall, and it looks very obvious that he's leaning, the hat's leaning on it. But for this to qualify as a hat, he had to walk more than 32 feet.
That'd be a balancing act.
Yes.
Wouldn't want to go out in the wind.
I cannot. I used to balance up to 5 books on my head at one time.
Mm.
Back in the day when I was graceful, but those days are long gone. The largest table tennis or ping pong bat is more than 11 feet tall and 6 feet wide. And the guy holding it he looks like he's angry, but my gosh.
Well, if that's 11 feet across, that guy must be 6'3 and 300 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Or maybe more.
And he's hugging it, holding it up.
Yeah. It's a handful.
Wow.
Rise Brands. Now, I'm assuming Rise Brands is a company, not this man, but I don't know. It says it was achieved by Rise Brands of the U.S. at Penn's Mechanical Company in Columbus, Ohio.
That must have been the fella, Rise.
Hello, Rise. Rise up. Most weight lifted by Atlas Stone lifts in 1 minute by a female, 1,189.98 pounds. I mean, she almost got 1,190 pounds, just 0.2 of a pound short.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow.
And look at that woman. She's not what you would think of as a... Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, this is a big gal. She's muscular.
Mm-hmm. No body fat.
But she's got nothing but muscles.
Well,
Michelle Kinney of the United States, on behalf of Reebok. I guess they were her sponsor.
Something like that, though, does have a lot to do with technique. You know?
Technique and training, and you know she's been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
And that was a single, I was reading that, I'm thinking it's going to be like a bar with weights on it, but it's a solid ball of, I'm guessing, concrete?
Perhaps weight.
Some kind of heavy weights inside, probably. The largest collection of Transformers memorabilia, 2,111 items.
Wow.
That's a room full. Louis Georgiou of the United Kingdom achieved all that collection. He must have been collecting from the moment he was born.
Certainly more than meets the eye.
The largest humanoid vehicle is 27 feet, 9 inches tall, and a lot longer. I'm not even going to read all that stuff. But it looks like a transformer. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a humanoid vehicle achieved by Mononofu and built by Sakakibara Kikai in Japan. The most consecutive pinky pull-ups. I can't pull up using somebody else's pinky. 36. Somebody used his pinky to pull his body up 36 times.
Wow.
Tazio Giavoli of Italy. That is a strong, strong man.
Strong pinky.
And the most victory royales in Fortnite, which is an online game, mm-hmm. using a quad stick mouth operated joystick. 509. This is by someone who does not have access to his muscles. He's I guess quadriplegic. Achieved by PC gamer Rocky No Hands and verified on March 26, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Fastest time to eat a bowl of pasta. Yeah, I've seen some sailors eat fast. I don't know about this. 26.69 seconds. That's a big bowl of pasta.
Wow.
Achieved by Michelle Lesko of the United States at Oregano's Pizza Bistro in Scottsdale, Arizona. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of our list and the end
wow.
of our break. And we did go over 15 minutes. However,
we're awfully glad that you chose to take a break with us today. And we look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our great shows.
That's BUNEKE.org. Bye, everybody.